At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Elise on the podcast, and you know Elise from Too Hot to Handle. And I am super excited to chat with you because the second you came on our screens, I was like, I have such a girl crush on her. She is so beautiful. She's so cool. And we have a unique relationship because one of Dean's best friends is your manager. So I have been hearing about you for quite some time and only good things. And you just seem like the coolest person ever. You're an adrenaline junkie and you're killing it on Too Hot to Handle right now.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been very excited to speak to you guys too and know all about your backstory. And I feel like we have a lot in common to do with like sports and the mountains and everything.
Yeah. Tommy kept saying that you and Dean would get along great because you've been skiing since you were a kid and you're into all of the things that Dean's into as well.
Yeah. And I'd like to clear the air on one thing. I said in Too Hot to Handle that I started skiing at 3 months old. It was 3 years old, but I was very like so many people that I was like 3 months old.
Wait, that's so funny. Dean and I watched it together and I hit him. I was like, oh, she started before you. That's amazing. So I'm all caught up on Too Hot to Handle. I think the new episodes release on Friday, but you are killing it. Is there anything that hasn't aired that you're nervous for?
The thing is, I don't really remember what I did or said. It was such a long time ago. So every time I go to watch it, I'm like, oh dear, not too sure what's coming, but I don't think so. I think I've been painted in a good light so far. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing when you leave a reality TV show and you feel pretty good about, certainly not, I don't want to say your edit because everybody's like, oh, they edit everything. And it's like, yeah, they do. But you know, the way you come off, I felt like, so we were all on Bachelor in Paradise. And so I want to get your opinion on this. Do you think from the way the show's playing out right now, it's kind of, you imagined it going? Because I feel like a lot of times when we go to Paradise and then we leave, we're like, we have a pretty good idea of like, oh, I don't think it's going to be good for this person, or like, oh, they're going to be like the center stage, so on and so forth. Did you feel like that when you left filming? You were like, I feel I have a pretty good idea exactly how this is all going to be displayed to people watching.
Yeah, I definitely knew what dates would be put in and kind of my storyline. I had a very good idea. I think watching it back, we all think we're maybe a bit different to how we actually are when you like watch yourself back speaking. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing, maybe not disappointed, but I think in like day-to-day life, I'm a lot crazier and fun than how I've been shown on the show. I think on the show, I come across quite blunt and harsh and sarcastic, which is funny. Like my friends find it hilarious, but I think you have to know me to find it funny, because all my friends, like, we know what you're thinking in your head, but maybe to someone who doesn't know me, they're like, why has she said that? Why is she not giving him more to work with?
Yeah.
That's so funny because usually it's the complete opposite when someone goes on a reality TV show. They're like, guys, I'm not that crazy. I promise. They make me look way crazier than I actually am. And you're like, guys, I'm way crazier than the show is portraying me right now.
I think I was thrown, like, there's so many people on production and stuff that, like, it's really awkward to kiss a guy in front of, like, not just him, but a lot of other people. And I knew in the back of my head, okay, my dad might be watching this. My mom, like, my nana, who's 98, is still, like, a Netflix member. She's so onto Amazon Prime, so she's not got any idea.
But was it hard for you to be filmed 24/7?
No. I thought it would be, but not really, because you forget.
Yeah.
That's the problem that I kept having to remind myself, like, don't sit like that, at least don't, like, do that. And yeah, it definitely cracked me up because in one of the scenes, a lot of people have picked up on it. Like, I'm picking my nose, which is so bad. But I was like, guys, you'll film 24 hours a day. Like, you might have to, you know, people don't get that. You guys get that from being filmed all the time. Sometimes, you know, but not really, to be honest.
I've got a question. Okay, so I've seen every season of Too Hot to Handle, and it's one of mine and Kaylin's guilty pleasures. You know, it's an easy watch. You can, like, laugh at the contestants, laugh at yourselves, and it's just, like, fun to watch, right? I don't understand some of the interviews where, like, I've never seen a hornier group of people in my entire life. Are you guys really that horny when you're there, or do they maybe, like, build that up a little bit more? Because every time someone's in an ITM saying, oh man, I've been thinking about sex the past 48 hours nonstop, I'm like, what do you do on a regular day? Are you really thinking
who are these people
often?
What is wrong with me?
So I definitely think at the beginning I was maybe a bit, like, skeptical, like, I'm not that horny, but trust me, as like, when you're told you can't do something, you want to do it more. If someone says you can't eat sugar, you definitely want to eat sugar because you're not allowed to do it. So I think as the retreat, like, progressed, I actually was, like, dead serious. I really like this guy, and, like, I am a bit horny. So yeah, I actually do think you do get a bit frustrated when you're not even allowed to really hug or anything. It gets frustrating because you were there for quite a long time.
Yeah, that's understandable. And you have this cone telling you you can't do something, and you're like, come on, you're a cone. What are you going to do? Stop me?
Yeah, exactly. But I definitely know what you mean. It's very funny to watch.
That's a question I had too. Okay, every season since the first season, they're always, like, tricking the contestants into believing they're not on Too Hot to Handle. Did you guys really not know?
I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm oblivious to, like, reality TV, because growing up in Switzerland, we don't really have reality TV. You can't even watch ITV. We used to have to get, like, a VPN to watch it. I mean, there's definitely Netflix. So, like, Netflix shows you can watch, but it's not a huge thing in Switzerland watching reality TV. So I was very oblivious to all that. I just, when I got contacted for it, I knew it was, like, going to be filmed somewhere amazing. And it was winter, and I love winter, but I was like, I kind of want to do something different this winter. So I was very surprised. And watching it back, my facial expression almost looked happy that it was Too Hot to Handle, because I couldn't believe it was Too Hot to Handle. So I kept like, oh no. But in my head, I was like, yes.
That's exactly what I said to Dean. I was like, I bet they're really happy it's Too Hot to Handle when they figure it out.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black led brand, we make room for another Black led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
How has the reception been for you so far? Because to go from, you know, whatever, just like hanging out in Switzerland skiing every single day to then being on this very, very popular TV show, has it been like an interesting adjustment for you?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's quite there yet, just because the third batch drop hasn't been released. But It has been crazy. Like, I think the thing I'm the most shocked at is all the love from Switzerland. That was my biggest worry this whole year, of like my friends not understanding or them thinking it's like maybe a bit silly. And I've had so many people like, yeah, like you're repping Switzerland, like ski teachers. So that's been really cool. Yeah. It's definitely crazy getting stopped on the streets of LA. Like, I'm like, why do you want to pitch with me? Like, I'm weird. Like, you know, I'm one with you. Did you guys the adjustment coming out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Same as you. Because I lived in LA at the time before I went on the show. So just going from some random guy walking around LA, I still obviously was a random guy, but like, you know, you'd be out at a bar and people would come up to you and take pictures or buy you drinks or something. And you're like, this is weird. It doesn't really happen anymore for us. Our lights dimmed quite a bit since, but you know, it still happens occasionally, I guess.
Your light.
But I got a question. the light has dimmed a little bit.
I'm sure
I got a question. So I go back and forth between liking Hunter. So I'm just going to talk about the two love interests that you have right now, Hunter and Alex. At least that, to whatever extent you can talk about them. Obviously, I'm not really sure.
Dean is not caught up.
I'm episode four, so I'm almost caught up to the end of the first batch or second batch, whatever it is. I'll go back and forth between liking and disliking Hunter. He is very handsome, very attractive. I love his name. He's got like a cool, like laid back vibe about him. But when you guys had conversations, at least up until this point, like I said, I haven't seen all the way up until where it ends now, but it seems like the conversations have been so dull. So like how have you, I guess, navigated that? Because was it that dull in person, or are they purposefully playing up the dullness of those conversations where he's like asking you about, you know, he's like telling you about being a butterfly and stuff, and you're just kind of like looking off into the distance, like, what is this guy talking about right now?
No. So firstly, I do love Hunter. He's very close to like everyone in the cast. Like he's very, very funny. I think it's very easy to get like the wrong idea watching it back, but also my sense of humor is quite dry. So me just looking away, like I find that funny because I knew I could make it awkward, but it was quite funny. And sometimes maybe he didn't pick up on that. So it might look like that, but I mean, like I'm quite sharp and we did have a lot of good conversations and moments like maybe that haven't been aired, because it was genuinely, I couldn't choose between Alex or Hunter. Like they both had their qualities and I genuinely didn't know who to go for a long time. So we definitely did have very, very good conversations. I'm not too sure if I am allowed to speak further on this. I don't know if Kate logged on, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It is tough to kind of toe the line of what you are allowed to and not allowed to say. And that's fair. I mean, like I said, Hunter seems great. I like seeing you two together, but Alex seems really funny too. So I'm excited to see how that relationship develops even further.
Yeah.
So what has it been like to watch it with your friends and family? Because listen, Too Hot to Handle, we all know it's pretty much about not having sex, but then also having sex. So, you know, Were you nervous about that, or are you very comfortable talking about those things with your friends and family? What has that been like for you?
Well, I was very happy that my dad wasn't in the same country as me at the same time.
Yeah, fair point.
That was number one. I think that like that wouldn't have been possible. Like no, but my mom and my sisters, like my mom is literally like my best friend. I would tell her everything and anything. Aww. Yeah, there's not much filter. We've always been like very open with talking about sex and guys and everything. So that's not an issue to me. Even with my friends, like it didn't really throw me that much, which is maybe kind of bad.
Yeah, it just means you have really good relationships if you could talk about those things.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that needs to be spoken about more. Like we're all here because of one reason, right? Mm-hmm. My parents had sex, so.
Yeah.
Like it's not a secret. But no, it was okay. Obviously, it was hard. What I found the hardest watching it back, I don't know if you guys watched back your shows, but I was the most worried about how I would look because I couldn't remember how I was like a year ago. I didn't remember what outfits I wore or clothes. I was more worried about that. I'm not too sure if that's like a girl thing, but that's what I was mostly worried about. So some scenes I was like, oh my God, my eyebrow looks nutty or my hair's terrible. That's what I was more like cringing about.
Yeah, a year's a long time.
My biggest thing was the first few seasons of The Bachelor that I was on. I was just so drunk so many times that I would be like, crap, what did I say this time? Just because I was like drunk and I wasn't sure, you know, the hazy memory or whatever it is. But the last season when I met Kaylin, I was dead sober. So watching that one back, I was like, ooh, I remember exactly how I was feeling in this moment. I remember exactly what I was saying in this moment. So Louie and Hannah, Kaylin's just telling me I'm breaking up. So if I continue to break up, feel free to flush me out. But Louie and Hannah and then Louie and Christine, they've been hooking up a lot, at least where I'm at right now. How angry were you guys as a group against Louie?
I find Louie so funny. He's like one of my closest friends in the retreat that, you know, for me at the end of the day, it was all a bit of fun. So I wasn't like, obviously Hannah as well was one of my closest friends and Christine. I think I just didn't get involved. So I wasn't like that angry at anyone. I just thought that's not my place to voice what I think.
So even though every time they were taking money out of the pot, you weren't getting mad about it?
No, because so was I. Every time I'd look at Louie and be like, yes,
that's fair.
Like you've done it too. So
that's fair.
No, Lou is definitely like my partner in crime with the rule breaking. Yeah, because also for me, like I'm getting a lot of messages being like, how could you be so selfish with that like 12 minute kiss and stuff, which I don't know if you guys are up to that point yet.
Yes. Watch.
And a lot of money got deducted, But in my eyes, like, it wasn't real money. I don't know if that makes sense. When you're out there filming something like that, to me, it was like, it didn't really feel legit. And it was not me being selfish. I just genuinely sometimes would literally forget about that. Like, you're so in the moment and you're there for so long and you're getting filmed 24 hours out of the day that you kind of just forget.
Yeah, I feel like, I'm curious if a lot of people felt like that, because that's an interesting point, because it's not money. They're not taking money away from you. It's just money that you haven't gotten yet. So yeah. That is interesting, because it is different. I wonder how people, and maybe Too Hot to Handle should try this next season. Maybe if they actually gave you the money and then they started taking the money away from you, because it is different having this pot and be like, well, you know, that was never my money anyway, and I'd rather just sleep with this person. So I'm curious about that. Yeah, if a lot of your cast members felt the same way.
Yeah, and I think if your storyline is very heavy on actually really liking someone, it does become harder, obviously, not to spend the money. And I think if you don't have like such a big storyline with someone else, it's easy to like never want to spend the money or not understand why the others are. So yeah, but it's a funny concept. Like, it is funny. You like 200,000 is a lot of money, but when you're there, you're like, ah, it's fine. We've got 200,000 of it to spend.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I've got a question. Do you ever ski in Zermatt?
Yeah, I do. It's my dad's favorite resort.
So it's a beautiful mountain. I had a ski accident there several years ago. I broke my femur and dislocated my hip on some run. I don't remember. But all this to say, I want to go back there with Kaylin at some point. So when Kaylin and I get out there, we have to have a big ski adventure.
Yeah, yes. You guys can go. We'll be on the bunny slopes.
They don't really have bunny slopes there, I don't think.
Okay, then I will be at the bottom at Bray.
Yeah, that's better.
But Dean, you would want to ski that mountain again.
Oh, I have to go back and reconquer it. You know, it took so much of me away from myself. I have to go back and reclaim it as my own.
Do you think you'd be nervous? Like, right before you're about to go down? I mean, you don't think, so no PTSD, anything like that?
I'll be there, Mr. Teacher. Look off.
Yeah. He goes, Dean, now pizza. Nope, French fries. Nope, pizza. I don't think I would be nervous. No, I wish I could remember the name of the run, but it was like kind of in the side country area, so I don't even know if it had a name. But yes, we definitely have to go out there at some point this winter, hopefully, and we can all ski in Switzerland and hopefully get a meet. But yeah, it's so funny because for the listeners out there, like a little bit of like unnecessary backstory is you're like a neighbor with Tommy, right? In London. Is that how you guys met?
Yeah. So my dad actually moved to London and it's like in a muse, and Tommy and Simran, his girlfriend, moved in front of us, and we've been neighbors for like 2 or 3 years now, literally like their door is in front of our door. And now he's my manager. So if I need anything, I just run over.
That's so funny because he's told me so much about you. And like, then Kaylin and I like just randomly put on Too Hot to Handle like last week for fun, not even thinking about it. And like after the first episode, Kaylin was like, that's Elise. That's who Tommy keeps telling you about. And I was like, oh my God, I literally had no idea. Like I didn't piece it together in my own head. And then I became like way more invested. And I'm so excited to be able to get to watch the rest of the season. Oh,
thank you. The funniest thing happened. It was like, so when I just got back from filming, I went back home to London and I turned up in a Turks and Caicos hat on, super tanned. And Tommy was like, where have you been? We haven't seen you on social media or WhatsApp. And I was stood there like, oh, like, nowhere.
Such a small world.
Yeah, it was a great full circle moment when Kaylin was like, that's Elise. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I've heard a lot about you guys as well. I've done my fair share of stalking.
So with no spoilers, obviously, because we don't know how this all ends for you, do you see yourself doing more reality TV in the future?
I mean, I had a really good run in there, and I had fun. I know everyone has a different experience. So I think if the opportunity kind of came, why not? I'm still quite young, so I feel like maybe.
Yeah, nice. All right. Have any other like former cast members reached out to you? Is there like an inner circle of Too Hot to Handle cast members?
Yeah, definitely. We actually had a big dinner last night with like a lot of the guys from other seasons, which is really fun. And it's funny because like you'd think if you've done the same show, it'd be like quite normal. And I was there like starstruck because I'd seen these girls on Too Hot to Handle. And I think I was like analyzing the show because we had the same villa of season 4. So I was very starstruck, which is a bit ridiculous, but I was sat there like, wow.
Yeah, I had such a similar experience. When I met Ben Higgins for the first time, I didn't even watch The Bachelor at all, but I obviously knew who he was. And I was like, wow, this guy is amazing. And now he's like one of my great friends. And so it's just like such a funny way to like flip it all around, you know, going from looking up and seeing these people that you like, not idolize, but like you're fascinated by, and then you become close with them. It's just an interesting experience.
Has Harry reached out? I feel like Harry Jowsey, I think that's how you say his last name. I feel like he kind of like became, correct me if I'm wrong, but like one of the biggest names from Too Hot to Handle. I feel like I see him everywhere. That's why.
Yeah, he's big on Too Hot to Handle. Definitely.
Yeah. So has he reached out? I'm curious if like, I see him like reaching out to so many different people and like being like, you know, the king of Too Hot to Handle and trying to like, you know, put out feelers.
My DMs are a safe place. I can't dispute.
All right, fair point. You're very sweet. You're very sweet. So he's definitely DM'd. just kidding. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast, Elise. You're amazing. And I know Dean and Kaylin and I've been catching up on Too Hot to Handle, but they've been talking about it. Kaylin's been talking about it for a while now. So I know she was so excited to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, guys. It's my first one. So.
Oh, amazing. All right. Nice. Great.
You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll be in Switzerland soon, and we will be sure to give you a call and see you soon, hopefully. And I, like I said, I can't wait to see how the rest of your love story unfolds. Is it Alex? Is it Hunter? Is it Christine? I don't know, but I'm going to be watching, that's for sure.
Thank you. Please let me know when you're in Switzerland. We should definitely meet up. I live like an hour and 10 minutes from Zermatt.
Oh, amazing.
And Tommy wants to go skiing as well, so that could be really cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, we'll stay in touch and talk soon.
Thank you. Have a nice
day. Bye. So nice meeting you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.